This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Over 2,000 flights have been canceled today because of storms in the Northeast, and tomorrow, big changes hit the airline industry. New federal regulations kick in, giving pilots more rest and restricting the hours they can fly. Sally Herships reports on how the industry is reacting.
Just what we need to make flying even more complicated. But these new rules are not for passengers, they're for pilots.
Under the new rule, you actually have hard stops in which you cannot exceed more than a certain amount of hours in any given duty that you're at the controls.
Captain Sean Cassidy is first vice president for the Airline Pilots Association. He says because there are so many different kinds of flights, the new regulations also take into account the amount of crew on a plane, the time of day pilots start work, and the number of trips they take.
We fly flights that are as little as 15 minutes and flights that are as long as 15 hours.
And under the current rules, if a pilot starts a trip but goes over his or her allotted time, it's up to the pilot whether he or she wants to finish the trip or not. Helene Becker is managing director with financial services firm Cowan & Company.
As of today, they're able to go ahead and finish the trip. Going forward, they won't be able to.
Longer international flights already have extra crew. Becker says complicated schedules mean in nasty weather, like we're seeing today, airlines will be much more likely to cancel flights.
Not only are we going to see actually an increase in flight cancellations because of this, but we're also going to see an increase in pilot hirings.
She says the new rules mean pilots are going from 8 hours of rest to 9. If airlines want to achieve the same schedule, they'll need more pilots. So Becker says more cancellations plus more pilots equals higher prices for consumers.
You know, I don't know about that.
Don Dillman is with Airlines for America, a trade organization representing airlines.
What you're going to find is that the airlines are going to schedule their pilots a little bit differently.
Dillman agrees bad weather and the new rules will pose a challenge, but he says it means airlines will need to become more efficient with traffic control and scheduling. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.